call him President-elect Obama.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiotakis. Thanks for being with us as we pilfer through all the votes and what the election means in the fallout from the financial crisis. All eyes, of course, are on Barack Obama. And the question in financial circles around the world is, what's next? We're joined by Marketplace's Alisa Roth in New York with reaction from investors there. Alisa, what does Wall Street want from Obama?
I think that the thing that Wall Street most wanted from a president-elect, it's gotten, which is that it wanted a decisive victory. Really, the worst-case scenario for Wall Street would have been a repeat of 2000, to wake up this morning and not know who the new president's going to be. I talked to Stephen Wood this morning. He's a senior portfolio strategist at Russell Investments, and he says this means the market can go back to just being a market.
With a clear, decisive victor, markets are going to go back to worrying about earnings, capital markets, credit flows, and those are the kind of things markets should be worrying about.
One of the things he said that I thought was interesting is that with a financial crisis this big, it really doesn't matter that much that it's Obama versus McCain, because in terms of dealing with the crisis, there just aren't all that many options. What may be a bigger issue for Wall Street is what happened on Capitol Hill last night.
Being the election, of course, there's a stronger majority for the Dems in Washington right now in the House and Senate. So what does that mean?
Well, gridlock has a really negative connotation as a word, but in terms of business and politics, it means that changes can't come too quickly. They can't be too radical. So with a Democratic majority, even not a complete majority, I think that Wall Street's going to be nervous about new legislation, new regulations that are coming through. Obviously, the big, big change will be oversight to the financial sector. But in any case, once we move past that, I think other industries can expect to see other big changes, too.
Big changes as in what?
Well, if we get a new stimulus package aimed at infrastructure, there could be, obviously, that could benefit a lot of sectors. Energy companies and utilities could really suffer if there are tighter regulations. So there are all kinds of potential changes afoot.
Marketplace's Alisa Roth, thanks for joining us from New York.
You're welcome.
There was a big Election Day rally on Tuesday, but things are more mixed in trading early this morning. The Dow, NASDAQ, and S&P each gained at least 3%, and Asian markets got a big bump, too. But European markets are off by between a percent and a half and 2% in overnight trading. And that begs the question, what is going on there? The man in London with some answers, perhaps, is Stephen Beard. Stephen, investors seem to be in a bit of a sell-off.
That's right. London, Frankfurt and Paris all lost around 2% in early trading. Not necessarily, I should say, a vote of no confidence in Barack Obama. Brokers and analysts that I've been talking to here this morning say the sell-off might have been even bigger had there been a McCain victory, and especially a narrow McCain victory.
Does this mean that they got what they wanted then?
Well, they did, first of all, in the sense that this was a decisive result. Also, the analysts and the fund managers that I've been speaking to in recent weeks seem, on balance, rather impressed with Obama. They regard him as cool and calm and collected, perhaps the right person to play an important psychological role, and that is restoring confidence in America's battered economic model. However, there are absolutely no doubts here about the scale of the problems that face the president-elect. It is obviously a dire legacy and a poisoned chalice, if ever I saw one.
Well, and if you look at the campaign and sort of get wrapped up in that, you hear the rhetoric about protectionism and trade. European and United States trade accounts for, what, $800 billion? That's a lot. Are Europeans afraid of that, afraid of a president-elect Obama?
There has been a certain nervousness about these protectionist statements. However, I think most people here regard that as simple campaign rhetoric. And what they are looking for now from the president-elect is some kind of clear economic statement, acknowledging the scale of the problems, laying out some of the measures he intends to take, details of a new stimulus package, but above all, an indication that him and his new team are going to start working very closely with the Bush administration very soon. I think that is the real fear here. Investors on this side of the Atlantic seem to want a clear sign that there is a new hand on the tiller pretty soon.
Stephen Beard in London, thanks.
Okay, Steve.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by LendingTree, where you can choose up to 4 customized loan offers. 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win. By Shriners Hospitals for Children, providing treatment for orthopedic, burn, and spinal cord injuries at no cost to the families. More at shrinersforkids.org. And by Thomson Reuters, a source of intelligent information to businesses and professionals around the world. Thomson Reuters, knowledge to act.
In California, there's another race that still has some on the edge of their seats, a state measure on the ballot that defines marriage as strictly between a man and a woman. It's known as Proposition 8. Early results show Prop 8 passing, effectively outlawing gay marriage. And that could suck some money out of the world's sixth largest economy. Here's Marketplace's Jennifer Collins.
California already has 92,000 same-sex couples. When the state Supreme Court ruled in May that those partners could marry, the wedding industry caught an economic bouquet. Jewelers, event planners, florists, everyone in the business of nuptials has gotten a nice bump. And that gravy train could keep rolling. A study by UCLA predicted the state could see $370 million in new business over the next 3 years. And even more gay couples could move to the Golden State if the unions stay legal. But if Proposition 8 passes and gay marriage is banned, thousands of potential customers could be lost at an already tough time. Word is, traditional couples are more thrifty these days as the economy tightens. I'm Jennifer Collins for Marketplace.
In Massachusetts, voters defeated a ballot measure that would have phased out the state income tax by 2010. It would have saved $3,700 per taxpayer on average. Critics say the state would have had to have raised property taxes to compensate for lost revenue. Again, Asian markets reacted fondly toward new American president-elect Barack Obama. European markets are down. We'll continue to keep close watch on the fallout from the financial crisis throughout the morning and, of course, online at our website, marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiatakis. Thanks for joining us. Hope you have a great day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.